Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Almost everyone has a favorite horror movie, like Drew Barrymore there in Scream. And within the past couple of years, there have been some great new additions to the genre. We had Get Out, A Quiet Place, and last weekend, a new movie called Hereditary opened. And it got us here at The Takeaway thinking about how the horror film genre has changed over time. Newsday and Takeaway film critic Rafer Guzman has some thoughts, and he's here with Allison Wilmore, critic and culture writer for BuzzFeed News, joining me in the studio today. Hi, everybody.
Hey there.
Hi.
So let's quickly talk about Hereditary. What's it about? Why the buzz?
Well, it's about a family dealing with grief, with a death in the family that kind of spirals out into these twin, like, intense family dramas, and then maybe something supernatural unfolding parallel to that. And it goes to some very dark places.
As it should, talking about the genre. But what we're hearing is that critics seem to like it and viewers not so much. Rafer.
Yeah, that's right. It's an unusual case. There is something out there called CinemaScore that people may or may not know about, where it's basically an opening day polling company just to get the opinions of, your average moviegoer. You read these scores, over the years, and I at least get a fairly dim opinion of the movie going public because they will just give a pretty good grade to just absolute dreck. Like they still love the Transformers movies. They're still just totally excited about those things. But, you get an A, your movie's going to do pretty well. You get a B, it's a little dicey. A C, you're definitely in trouble. Hereditary got a D+.
Now, that's pretty bad.
This
right?
is unusual. I mean... That's just a couple notches shy of absolute total failure. And yet, the critics have just been fawning over themselves over this. I mean, they are treating this like this is going to be another Oscar bait movie, which I really think it could be. And it's also been doing really well at the box office. So you really have this kind of split between, I think, sort of adventurous moviegoers and then kind of the average moviegoing public.
So I want to back up a second because initially, right before we came on air, I was telling you all that I hate horror movies, that they scare me. They scare me to levels that I can't even. But I have seen some of them. I'm curious about the cycle. Like in this country, there seems to be a fascination and a love of horror. Do these movies come in batches? Do they come in cycles? Do they reflect what's happening in our society? Like, I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Well, I think that we're seeing a particular, golden age of what you might call art house horror. And I would put Hereditary in that kind of pile. These movies like It Follows or The Witch, these movies that are kind of really beautifully made, also very scary. But also, I think, to speak to the CinemaScore, they don't follow the usual patterns or formulas of a horror movie, which some people really are bothered by. And I think Hereditary kind of almost defies a lot of your expectations in that regard. So I think that we're seeing something there. And I would put even Get Out in that as well. This is a movie that really was horror, but also spoke to a lot of people beyond that for, social reasons and for resonance.
And that's actually one of the films I did see, making sure I did not go alone and went and came out when it was still light out. But seriously, I mean, this type of horror film, I know people who are horror fanatics who will say things like, this was so stupid, or the special effects were cheesy or whatever.
Right.
Like, what makes a good horror film?
To me, and this is one of the things I like about Hereditary, to me, I think you've really got to feel for the characters, first of all. I think that's really important. And it's something that horror films, I think, by and large, don't really do that well. I think they depend on a visceral reaction. Oh my God, I'm any human being and I'm going to scream when someone's plunging a knife toward me. But to really make people care about the people that are on the screen is difficult. And, Hereditary has got this incredible cast and you've got this incredible actress, Toni Collette, in the lead role. And I'm just going to say, a lot of times what you're seeing on screen is not necessarily that bloody, that gross, that disturbing. The movie definitely gets there, as Allison and I both know. But what really, I think, upset me in that movie was seeing Toni Collette's face. She's a very expressive actress. She's got a very unique face, a very unique facial structure. And when she contorts her face into a scream of real agony, real emotional pain, I just don't think that many audiences out there are ready for that. It really gets under your skin. To me, I think that is the mark of a great horror movie. The Exorcist, The Shining, movies that really do that, that really get at you in an emotional way.
And are we seeing a difference these days? You mentioned art house horror films. Are we talking more about thrillers? Because to me, when I watched Get Out, until the very end, no spoilers, there isn't a lot of blood and guts, right? I mean, right. It really is a psychological thriller. Is that where we're headed with horror? Are we moving away from the era of Chucky and The Exorcist and all that other stuff?
Well, I think we're still seeing, you know, your kind of slashers, your traditional horror movies. You know, I think that Blumhouse, which is the company that actually produced Get Out, and they produce a lot of kind of lower budget, but sometimes very innovative horror movies. They put out a lot of, you know, what would be called mainstream horror. And I think that's still very alive and thriving. But I don't know. I'm not usually someone who kind of guards the boundaries of genres. And I think that there's a lot of room in horror. And there's a lot of places where you see horror creeping into other things as well. Season 2 of Atlanta was like very horror influenced. I think that it just seems to speak to something for people today, maybe in this current age of anxiety and dread for some people.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this current age of anxiety, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little anxious. And I wonder, are people watching horror films to escape? I can't imagine this being an escape. For me, I watch comedy. I'll turn on, you know, we talked about cooking shows. I love that because it's no narrative. It's no stress. But do people use this as an escape?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I'm the kind of person that always tends to look for some kind of zeitgeist explanation for everything, which is often a fool's errand. But it's difficult to pinpoint something as clear as, let's say, in the 50s, when that spate of science fiction films were all very clearly about communist, you know, invasion and, you know, fears of a takeover of the nation. That was clear. I don't know if I'm really seeing that in the horror genre. I'm not sure if I'm seeing a real clear theme or thread that makes me say, ah, there's this one anxiety that's kind of nagging at America's psyche. You know, I mean, because as Allison said, you've got everything from the Insidious movies, which are just your classic, you know, I'm the medium in the room conjuring the ghost and mm-hmm. I've got to go to the other side. And, you know, to haunted house movies like Winchester, not a very good movie, but a mm-hmm. traditional example of like the spooky mansion movie. To things like The Witch, total art house stuff, Babadook, you know, another art house film. So it's really across the board. You're really just seeing the genre itself kind of go all over the place.
And interestingly, the movie Get Out, which I thought, you know, did really, really well, surprisingly well. And I think that was something that connected with a lot of people because of its topic. Now, as we know, movies are lacking in diversity, particularly horror films. I interviewed Marlon Wayans a bunch of years ago when he was getting into the horror movie genre, and he said, you know, I'm not trying to make a black horror movie. I'm just making a horror movie. What are your thoughts, Allison, on that?
Well, I think we're still waiting on when we're going to see Hollywood trying to follow in the path of Get Out. Hollywood usually does not show a great deal of imagination in that when something works, you know. And Jordan Peele is kind of the hottest talent out there right now and is getting so many like different offers and deals. But I think we're still kind of waiting on seeing more diverse horror. I mean, certainly A Quiet Place and Hereditary are very, you know, white-dominated films. But I'm hopeful. I would like to see horror speak more to a
Get
bigger
out.
Demographic.
Get Out, too, Jordan. Get Out, too. Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway, and Allison Wilmore is a film critic for BuzzFeed. That's our show for today. Do you have a favorite horror movie, or are they all just too scary for you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or let us know on Twitter. We're at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.